Just got in a cab and we are winging our way across the border into Manchester because apparently I'm in Salford City right now. The city of Salford. What's your name, taxi driver?
My name's Tony Murphy.
Can you tell me a little bit about why this is called the city of Salford and it doesn't say that on the map?
It doesn't say on the map. Well, that's because our councillors are trying to give it over to Manchester slowly but surely. They're trying to lose the identity of the city of Salford. And Manchester's pinching it. Border changes here, there and everywhere. We've lost Salford 3. We're going to lose Salford 7 to Manchester, the way it's going on.
What's the difference?
This is all down to our councillors not being patriotic to the city of Salford.
What's the city of Salford got that Manchester doesn't?
Better people. And we was the first in the country to have libraries. We was the first in Britain to have a public baths. We was the first in Britain to have traffic lights. We was the first in Britain to have infant schooling. That's what city of Salford's got over Manchester. And we was a city before Manchester. Salford's named in the Magna Carta. Manchester ain't.
Wow.
And look at our great city here. Salford Quays. But when it was when it was a docks, Manchester called it Manchester Docks because they wanted to pinch everything. Like we had a famous hospital called Pendlebury Children's Hospital, and Manchester decided to pinch that. They called it the Royal Manchester Children's Hospital, but it was still in Salford. And now they pulled it down and moved it to Manchester, which is a disgrace for our city. You can't be born in the city of Manchester because they also want to pinch the maternity unit, which is the best in Britain.
Wow.
So that's why I'm passionate about Salford.
Is there a movement then towards independence?
Is there a movement? Well, if there is, I want to be on front line of it.
Sounds like Salford's got a lot to be proud of.
Salford's got a lot to be proud of.
So say I just...
The people of Salford are proud of it as well.
I can tell.
No.
How long have you been here?
Me? 56 years.
Is that your whole life?
That's my whole life. Born and bred. So Ella Street special.
I've just landed, for example. I'm coming out of the train station somewhere probably over the border. And you're saying you want to get yourself over to Salford and see. What should I see?
What should you see?
I'm not talking about the big stuff. Where's the gold? Where are the gems?
Where's the gem? Oh, that's sad because the city of Salford are ruining it. The council of Salford is ruining the gem of Salford. You've got a nice area on the Crescent where the university is. We've got Salford Quays, the Lowry Centre, which is nice. We've got Curzle Moor. We've got Worsley, Bridgewater Canal. We've got Monton, which is beautiful. We've got a vast area of Salford, which is all green, open space. Like Curzle is one of the best open spaces in the city of Salford. And it connects to Drinkwater Park, which comes under Bury, Heaton Park, which becomes under Manchester, which really, most of it's in Prestwich.
Okay, I've got a plan of action. Starting with signage, because you know how much we love signage.
Signage?
One night, we want to see loads of signs go up saying, welcome to the city of Salford.
No, we just like to see the city of Salford, but they don't. They just put Salford, you are in Salford.
Right.
They miss the city out because Manchester is trying to pinch the city of Salford.
So once you've done that, you want to start introducing maybe stamps?
Pardon?
Stamps. Money?
Money?
Yeah.
Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the root of all evil. But at the end of the day, Manchester's not that big, is it, without the greater Manchester area? Manchester's only small.
It's true. Pretty much walk across it. Where would you be?
Well, all you got to do is look on that side of the river. That's Stretford. That comes under Stretford. But Manchester call it Manchester, which is Manchester United football ground is in Stretford, not in Manchester. Lancashire Cricket Ground is in Stretford, not in Manchester. So,
wow. What
has Manchester got? Not a lot going for it. That's why they're pinching everybody else's cities.
And they're trying to do it quietly.
Well, they are doing it quietly, aren't they? Because we've got poor councillors in the city of Salford whilst not sticking up for its people.
Where do they live?
Well, probably some of them in Wigan. and Manchester. That's why they're all getting
I think you would like
the feet under the table, cozying up to Graham Stringer and co.
You'd make a great councillor. Why don't you why don't you stand? Make a stand.
I'd end up in police station every weekend.
Well, you've educated me.
Well,
I'm going to find a T-shirt. I went to the city of Salford, and all I got was
you built that
this T-shirt made in Manchester.
No. Probably.
What are you rummaging round for?
I've got an article here. Where is it? Salford Keys. No, there's an article somewhere about the Lowry Centre, and it's got Manchester with the Lowry Centre, where it's in Salford, Manchester.
Collecting it as evidence.
Oh, yes. This is about the Mersey Ferries coming into Salford Keys. But it's got the Manchester Ship Canal.
Well, are we still in? Where are we now?
Now, look. Oh, see what they've got. The city of Manchester.
We're crossing the border. Hey, passports, now, please.
Look at that. Where's ours? Where's our sign? I don't think we've got one, actually.
It feels different here.
Oh, yeah, the air's a bit dirtier, isn't it?